and how she's supposed to prepare the home for her man when he's coming home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a thing of beauty right there.
But anyway, how you doing, acupuncturist? I told her maybe she should listen today.
Would this be the first time?
Yes.
She examined your
I have
teeth.
A message for her.
Yes.
Acupuncturist, he's in love with you.
She's a grandmother.
She is?
Yeah, I'm not in love with her.
Well, you're not.
I'm in love with her needles.
No. You talk about her every single Friday like she's the greatest woman you've ever met.
Well, it's the needles. It's the needles. She knows how to put the needles in me. She knows
how to work his chi.
Yeah.
I've never seen you more balanced than when you come back from the acupuncture.
Right.
Chi is energy in your body, both good and bad, and according to Chinese medicine, when these things are in balance, you're in good health.
Well, and what about your chi?
She said my chi's great.
There you go.
And if I was really great, would I be chi-chi?
I think so. Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
My chi's
no, that's Chai-Chai Rodriguez. Les Nessman.
Peachy Chi-Chi. Hello, here's Dan in Tampa Bay, Florida. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Glad to hear about your chi.
Thank you. Well,
is anybody going to give us the dictionary definition of chi, please?
I just did.
What is it?
I said it's energy in your body, both good and bad, and according to Chinese medicine, when it's in balance, you're in good health. Period.
Well, if it's good and bad, what did she say you have
good chi?
She said, my excellent chi.
Yeah.
Excellent chi means the good
my chi is
the bad.
My chi is excellent.
Or that it's properly in balance.
All right, now you're both confusing me.
I confuse you. I tell you what she told me.
Well, yeah, I don't understand what it means when she says, and then he explains it, energy, both good and bad.
She was telling me that because she was trying to put these pins in the part of my ankles and feet
right.
where stress and stuff is and where bad stuff is because I couldn't feel anything.
She put a needle where the bad stuff is
to bring it into balance.
We all have a good side and we all have a bad side, and it's important that your balance is equal and you're comfortable with yourself
right.
on the inside and the outside.
You bet I am. As often as I can be, I'm comfortable with myself.
Just defined it.
And I'm really glad that Buzz is back because, as you know, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence makes the
heart grow fungus.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad we weren't doing the absence show yesterday.
Thank you.
That would have looked like antifreeze in the parking lot.
You know, someone should call. Who's that? That chick that took that picture of that gross picture of Whoopi Goldberg that we have?
The one where she's in the tub filled with milk.
You say gross.
Annie Leibovitz. Yeah. What we need is somebody who's got an eye for
Annie Leibovitz. I'd be honored
to come down and take some pictures of Buzz's puke stains, yeah. which are still in the garage.
You mean this place? They didn't clean them up.
They're going to do that right after they repair the bullet hole.
All I know is I was pulling my car out of the garage last night, and I was trying to avoid them with my tires. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, Mike and I had about 3 minutes in the parking lot last night. He said, it's like a minefield. He said, I just managed to get my car out. And I just had my car washed yesterday. He said, I bet you can't get out without getting puke on your wheel.
Yeah, probably not. I'm very sorry.
You would
really
put those in a strategic place.
I couldn't go another inch further. I pulled up to the driveway, started to head out of the garage, and I thought, I can't. And I put the car in neutral, opened the door a little bit, got out of the car, stumbled over to the yellow posts next to your car, Don.
Thanks.
And that's when the rest of what was available returned to us.
Oh, dear.
You see, this is where you guys and me were different. You were trying to avoid it. I did some donuts before I went home.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Excellent.
Played a patch.
Yeah, I did. Hello. Burn them out.
Don and Mike show.
Threw carrots everywhere.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I've been sick the last two or three days. I've been at home.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to listen to the show, and I want to know what happened. Tell me everything.
Go to our website.
I don't want to go to your website.
You can't help it that you were sick.
Go to hell. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That's
you can get a wonderful Beth Ann sits back there and types like a woman with 14 fingers when she does the recap
of the
show.
Summary of the entire show.
She has 14 fingers.
And Beth Ann McBride, and only two toes.
Yeah.
14 fingers, only
it's
two toes.
It's the balance.
Beth Ann.
I still think the feet are beautiful.
What, her feet?
Yes, each foot with its own toe.
Yeah, they are.
One single toe in the middle of it.
And the weird thing is that still they're webbed.
Yeah, they look like...
Can she swim?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Her feet look like big, gigantic nipples that you would put on the end of a baby's bottle.
Yes,
yep. Yeah, yeah, because bottle it's one big toe.
Because it's just one big toe right in the middle.
She controls it like she's got five fingers.
Do the toes give milk?
Oh, I don't
think that. We have to ask, I suppose.
Now you've gone too far.
That's too far.
Do Beth Ann's toes give milk?
Hello?
Mine give cheese.
Do your toes give milk?
No, they don't.
Okay. Hey, what do you think your only friend thinks of the show?
She loves the show.
Beth Ann, I want to bring this to everyone's attention, because I, you know, spotlight on Beth Ann McBride again, as always. Today she called me out of panic. She said, oh, my God, I'm going to be a couple minutes late because my only friend in the world, I only have one friend in the whole world, and she's here, and I'm going to be a couple minutes late today. Is that okay? I mean, I promise.
Now, what is a couple minutes late? When were you going to get here, Beth Ann?
2:05.
Ah.
As opposed to being here.
Give you a little history that it was, I think it was 2:01 about 4, 5, 6 months ago, and Don came up to the door of my office and wanted to know where I was.
Yeah.
Because our 2:00 meeting had begun.
Chop, chop.
Yes, well, you know, we work on Lombardi time.
Right.
We've had this, as opposed to our wives, who work on Bizarro Lombardi time.
Marie Lombardi time.
Yeah, you know,
hey, knock it off.
Vince Lombardi time is 5 minutes early.
You right. can pick on me, but not my dead wife, Marie.
No, okay. We've had Beth Ann's friend on. Is this the same friend that we booked?
It is.
Remember? E-member?
Yeah, well, I remember. Male or female?
Female, on the telephone, but not in person. She's in town now.
Ooh.
So Beth Ann calls me on her cell, and she all passes. I'm going to be 5 minutes. My only friend. You know, I don't have any friends. She's really my only friend. I'm going to be... And I was laughing at Beth Ann, and I said, don't worry about it. And then I hear her say to her friend, oh, my God, he's pissed. I got to go right now. I said, I'm not pissed. I'm laughing at you.
Were you having a late lunch?
Well, yeah, we were supposed to have an earlier lunch, but she has a little girl. And, getting a three-year-old to kind of pep it up a little bit.
That's no excuse.
And then she was late. So listen, I'm trying to tell Beth Ann, enjoy your time with your friend.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I roll in at, you know, regular time, 2:00. Turns out she's here. She's standing outside the door, you know, like Pavlov's dog.
So she made it.
Like the dog waiting. I love that. She's waiting. And then, but her friend is still here. Now I can't see her friend. I'm coming down the hall, and Beth Ann says, hi. Then she turns and says to someone who I can't see, she says, like I'm a monster. She says, now, he's coming down the hall now. You just come in and say hello for 1 second, but I am so late. You just come in. Okay, here he comes.
Is this a male friend?
This is a female friend.
And I'm wanting to say to her the whole time, hey, Beth Ann, I can hear you. I'm in the hallway. So when she finally brought this woman in to say hello, I said, well, I heard what Beth Ann was saying. I mean, take all the time you need.
Right.
And still, you rushed her and the kid out of here?
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Good deal.
You truly did.
I know.
A dedicated employee.
I am.
So she's your only friend?
Yeah, and she puts up with all that. I've always been like that. I was much worse when she first met me. And she's the reason that we're still friends, because she does the work.
She told me that she thinks that she's the reason you're sane. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, because I just met her. I think you're the farthest from sane.
Who is the celebrity that Beth Ann's friend most resembled?
A TV mom. You couldn't pin me down on which one.
Okay.
She's pretty.
She's a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have good times with her?
Yeah, we have fun.
That's good.
Good times.
Good times.
I think it kind of upsets her husband that, not that he doesn't like me, but he doesn't, because I'm a little bit quirky, it kind of disturbs him that she seeks me out as a friend. Like, he doesn't understand.
Have you done anything to irritate the guy that you might remember?
I think the only time I sort of sent something that he even said something to her was, we were both traveling to Michigan and she was driving.
Yeah.
So he said, honey, I'll take your bags out, and I'd spent the night at the house and we were just going to leave early. And he said, Beth Ann, where are your bags? I go, they're right there. And I had taken one of those clear plastic things that you get a comforter in.
Right.
And that was my
zipper bag.
That was
your suitcase?
That was my
suitcase. Are you part of this BA?
that was my suitcase.
So why wouldn't he love you?
That's what I want to know.
He said,
where's your suitcase? I go, that's it.
That's the bag.
He goes, yeah. And he goes, but you have a suitcase? I go, I don't need a suitcase, John. I don't travel that much. So I just use that.
Okay. So how long is she with you?
As a friend?
No. How long is she going to be here visiting?
As a house guest.
He's here on a medical conference, and they're leaving tomorrow morning. They're flying out.
He is. You keep saying he. Was she married? Or she
is married.
She still is married.
Right. So you said he's here. You mean she's here with her husband?
And right.
Why couldn't you put it that way?
Because I have to do it difficult.
He's here on a mess. You just don't want to say she's here with her
because
loving,
I have to
doting
do it,
husband.
Because I have to do it difficult.
Uh-huh.
That's a good quote from Beth Ann.
You get out of here right now and put your BA.
All right, Beth Ann.
Like, good thing I don't run MapQuest.
It's a good thing she doesn't run MapQuest, she says.
Ah.
You know why?
I'll interpret.
Why? I don't get it.
Why?
Because everything with her is difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the shortest way.
That's right. It would be a longer way.
Right.
In a zippered bag.
From Northern Virginia to the suburbs suburbs of Maryland. You know, via Wilmington, Delaware.
It's a good thing you're not in charge of re-upping the other toilet rolls in the men's room, for goodness sakes. I mean, because that has to be done quickly as well.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have to attach them with string and lower them down. And
that's what I mean. She'd come up with a crazy way to do that.
Right.
But it would get done.
It would get done because you'd give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, because you get it done, except when it's time to get it on.
Ooh! I know how Beth Ann would change the toilet paper. She'd refill the cardboard roll. Roll it back
with a fishing reel.
Exactly. Yeah. No, by hand.
Beth Ann, we're all very glad your friend is here.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You want to say your friend's first name?
Julie.
And what's Julie's husband's name?
John.
Julie and John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there she is, Beth Ann. She's got a friend.
Yep.
That's today's bulletin. She's got a friend.
Sounds like you're going to enjoy a big chill weekend.
Any chance of a little swinging?
No.
Any chance that in the middle of the night, this Dr. John... in the right place of the room. Any chance Dr. John comes down the hall to make a house call?
No.
Would you? How would you feel if that happened?
I'd be freaked out.
Tap on your shoulder.
After you got through the initial process of being freaked out, you think you'd relax?
No, it's her husband.
But anyway, it's like this. Fan, are you awake?
I must have you.
Fan, I know you think I hate you. I think you're ravishing.
I think you're absolutely incredible. And, of course, he developed a British accent during that.
Yeah.
I have admired you from afar for a long, long time, and I wish for you to be my bed warmer.
I want to make the least of two bags. Now, quickly, before my lady awakes.
My lady only has 2 more hours of sleep left.